The next version of cloud security standards is under development, even as agencies race to comply with current ones. The General Services Administration and the Defense and Homeland Security Departments are kicking off FedRAMP Standards 2.0. They're incorporating new NIST guidance. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, this does seem awfully soon, considering that agencies are facing a deadline to implement current standards.
Well, believe it or not, it's actually been 2 years since GSA, DOD, and DHS issued those baseline standards for secure cloud computing services. This is the FedRAMP program that we talk often about. And you're right, many vendors and agencies really are just getting their arms around what those standards, those initial set of standards mean, how to implement them. And in fact, agencies have until June 30th to make sure all their cloud services have been, we're going to verbize this, Tom hates this, I know, FedRAMPed. It went through the FedRAMP process and it has been approved under the FedRAMP standards.
Help, I've been FedRAMPed.
I think you also hated incentivize back in the day too.
Probably I did.
Or strategize. But let's go back to FedRAMP for a sec. So it does seem a little soon to update those standards. But cybersecurity, as we all know, stops for no one. Therefore, there are GSA, DOD, DHS is on their way. Matt Goodrich is GSA's program manager for FedRAMP. He says the program went through a nearly two-year vetting process before it was initially launched.
NIST updated their security controls from Revision 3 to Revision 4. We will have that come out some point within the next 2 or 3 months, probably sooner, but I like to underpromise and overdeliver. And you'll see our new baseline come out. We'll have a transition strategy come out in the next few weeks for what that will look like. But essentially with that baseline, we did the same approach that we did when we launched FedRAMP, which is we put it out for public comment. We took it back with public comments, took it to the JAB teams, looked at those comments and looked where the baseline we believe it should be and have a new baseline. So we are taking a lot of that into consideration, particularly the lessons learned over the last, 2 years since the FedRAMP baseline was originally published, and taking some of those lessons learned into consideration for what we think should be, doesn't need to be there anymore, what should be added, and that'll be out in the next 2 or 3 months.
Scott Renda is an OMB policy analyst. He says one of the best attributes of FedRAMP is its flexibility. Renda, who is the portfolio manager for cloud computing at OMB, says new requirements, or if several agencies are adding similar requirements, can easily be added to the FedRAMP baseline, and that adds that flexibility, makes it actually a good set of program because it can be easily updated. Now, Goodrich says so far only DOD has added additional controls to the FedRAMP baseline. He says the program management office really hasn't heard much from others who are trying to follow DOD's lead. Scott Tolucci is the Deputy Director of Cybersecurity Division in the Science and Technology Directorate at DHS. He offers this warning to agencies before they add new controls.
I know DHS is looking at some additional controls, but it's a little bit like the iceberg problem. You know, you can think about additional controls to add above the waterline, but we've all got lots of work at just executing the existing controls at a 99.9% level, not at an 80% level or stuff like that, because we still get hit all too often with old, well-known problems that simply were not picked up for all sorts of typical reasons.
Now, Goodrich says it's important to remind vendors and agencies that FedRAMP's goal was not to update or change the Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA, but really offer some transparency and consistency to that process. Agencies don't necessarily need to add new controls to FedRAMP unless they would have necessarily added more controls to their FISMA. So it really is, you know, he said sometimes that gets lost in that translation as people are rushing to meet FedRAMP standards.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller. And I guess this next question comes under the Here They Go Again department. But you also reported that DOD is developing and building on FedRAMP standards, which means new stuff added. What more do we know about that?
Right. That was part of my reporter's notebook from last Friday. And yes, more details are coming out. But first, let me set the record straight. I did talk to DOD CIO Terry Takei, and she says the department is fully on board with FedRAMP standards now and in the future. I did catch up with Ms. Takei after she spoke at the Intel Security Conference yesterday in Washington about DOD's plans for cloud security.
As it relates to data classifications, because that's actually the way that we look at the need for what standards. For data classification levels, what we're calling 1 and 2, we're following the NIST standards. So when you come in to become qualified as a DISA cloud provider or DoD cloud provider through the DISA cloud broker, we're actually using the FedRAMP standards. We don't have a set of developed standards that are exclusively DoD. Secondly, then, as we look at higher classification levels of information that perhaps FedRAMP is not yet certifying to, we do have an additional set of standards on top of the FedRAMP standards to be able to look at those levels of data. The third thing that's important is that as FedRAMP begins to look at classified information and begins to look at the standards, we're actually inputting to FedRAMP what our second level, if you will, of standards are, and they're looking at incorporating that into the standard FedRAMP. So the idea there would be over time, we would not have any kind of additional or separate set. We would all be using the FedRAMP standards for all levels of classification of information.
And, of course, there's different security controls. So each agency has the right to start with FedRAMP as a floor and build on top of that. That's something you guys did with the March 13th memo and guidance.
That's correct. It is absolutely not our intention, after we've gone to all this work to fit into and utilize the NIST standards, we certainly don't have any desire to go off the FedRAMP standards and do something different. It's about using FedRAMP as the base set of standards and then doing two things. Number one, adding additional if we need to, but also if we need to, making sure we're feeding that back into the FedRAMP process so that, again, it gets incorporated into the overall FedRAMP standards.
So as you heard Takai say, I think she really helped clarify DoD's plans, because I think there was some confusion after her speech last week at NIST. Now, speaking of cloud and moving forward, the Defense Information Security Systems Agency, DISA, recently approved four cloud services for its broker program. The vendors are Amazon's GovCloud, CGI, and Atomic Resources. Now, that's only three because Amazon received actually two approvals for its clouds in the eastern part of the country and the western part of the country. Now, DISA also now is part of the Joint Authorization Board, or JAB, under FedRAMP to ensure that there is that coordination between DoD and civilian agency cloud experts.
So let's take a look at the new FedRAMP standards. How are they going to incorporate initiatives like continuous monitoring and identity management?
I think that is a big concern among CIOs and others in the federal technology community that I've talked to. You know, as far as continuous monitoring or the DHS program, continuous diagnostics and mitigation, CDM, I think there is some effort already underway, but there are three pieces to this cross-agency goal that OMB and the White House has put out, CDM being one of them, the other two being the trusted internet connections, which is the idea of reducing the number of internet gateways each agency has, therefore to make security better because there's less things to have to protect. And, of course, Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12, HSPD 12, which is now pushing, I think, 7 or 8 years of implementation. OMB's Renda says several of these policies that support these older initiatives actually may need some updating.
Cloud changes the way we think about buying technologies, buying as a service, not as a good. So I think as we move through this fiscal year and the next fiscal year, we are definitely thinking about talking to, really trying to wrap our heads around what buying IT as a service means for the suite of security policies. So I think, Jason, to the extent that I can't speak specifically to what's coming out, but I do know we're aware of it and we're talking to people and thinking about those issues as we look into the range of the fiscal year.
Now, when it comes to CDM, the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program that DHS runs, GSA's Goodrich says the JAB is working with DHS to make sure the programs are moving in the same direction, FedRAMP and CDM. In fact, phase three of the CDM program includes cloud computing. Now, Goodrich says he's actually hosting some of the members of the CDM program office Friday to meet with some FedRAMP vendors.
The CDM, though, is focused solely on government assets right now, and sort of their, I think it's five phases that they're going through for CDM. They've only done phase one, and they're about to start phase two. But so all the capabilities of the five capabilities that are in phase one that have come out, FedRAMP already requires of our cloud service providers. It's basically CDM, from my perspective, is trying to make sure that all government assets, government data centers, have certain capabilities around it to do appropriate security. The really big issue with how CDM and FedRAMP intertwine or will collaborate in the future is making sure that is really more sort of policy and privacy considerations. There's a lot of implications that comes with that. So we've got to work through all of that in the future. But in terms of capabilities, we work very closely with them to make sure that whatever is going to go out for government data centers and government requirements, FedRAMP will always require that too. So I know their phase three revolves around cloud. We'll make sure that we're very closely aligned with them. We're already talking to them about that. So I don't know how they will necessarily overlap as much as we will make sure that we're doing the same sort of requirements as we move forward as they do.
Now, beyond CDM, there is less clarity around TIC and HSP-12. You heard Scott Renda from OMB say they're aware of it, but they're thinking about it, and yet he's really made no commitment to how the administration will solve these challenges. And they are big challenges, because remember, agencies have been implementing TIC since 2008. They've been implementing HSPD-12 since 2005, 2006 timeframe. So these are really institutionalized into the government. So you just can't say, well, we moved to this new technology, let's forget about these other security initiatives. You know, people spent money, they spent time on it. It'd be interesting to see how that all kind of plays out over the next few months.
So we've got TIC, JAB, CDM, HSPD-12. I'm glad we have Jason Miller to help us keep track of all of this.
I have the acronym alphabet in my head.
But I do have a couple of questions. Based on what we've heard today, it seems like two big initiatives are moving in as together as one, which is continuous monitoring on the cyber front and cloud as a strategy front.
Well, the cloud FedRAMP standards, I think, are moving together because they realize that how closely related they are, that, you know, as agencies outsource, for lack of a better word, their networks and put software in the cloud, and they put their infrastructure in the cloud, they need that protection. They still need a certain level of protection that's going to come from the CDM program.
And you've also got a couple of very big and, frankly, influential vendors that are coming into the cloud market. And the two most recent announcements were Cisco and VMware, which do billions of dollars with the federal government just on the software and equipment they sell. Is that going to have an effect on all of this and how it goes, do you think?
I think one of the big deals about this FedRAMP process and getting more of these vendors in is just added competition. The more people that get approved under the FedRAMP standards, the more agencies will be able to compete and have a broader set of vendors to choose from. I'm not sure it's going to really change how they go about it, because in the end, and I think this was pointed out yesterday at the conference, it's really about mission and business needs. The cloud is just, as we've heard for decades, the enabler. You know, IT is the enabler. So I think that just having more choices is good from a competition standpoint, at least it should be, according to the procurement theory. But I'm not sure it's going to change how agencies actually meet their mission.
All right, Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that report.
Always a pleasure.